Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
God bless you all. Today is a new day. It's the day of salvation. Jesus Christ is Lord, and His Word is the only truth we have in this world. And we can't get away from that simplicity. The simplicity of the gospel, the simplicity of when it hits your conscience, there's something in you that you know it's right because the Word of God and the Spirit of God collide. They're one and the same. And when you hear the Word of God and it resounds in your heart, and you're a son of God, you know it's truth. And all of a sudden, all the headlines don't matter. The world does not matter. What you're being told on the news doesn't matter. Who's president does not matter. What's ever happening does not matter other than the realization that you are a creature and the Lord God is your creator. And there was no way for you to escape this planet other than through a blood sacrifice. And that was the Lamb of God. God's Word, God's Word was put in a human body. Not conceived of a human, but yet made flesh. And suffered and died for you. The true story of love. Total self-denial. Sweating blood in the garden before he was hung on a cross. Saying, Father God, if there's any way for this to pass, let it be. Three times asking the Father, yet no. He had to go through it. So fellow believer, you and I are going to have to go through it. Maybe not sweating blood, but maybe sweating blood. Maybe not physically being hung on a cross, but maybe being hung on a cross. Depending on where historically the Father wants you to be conceived and brought into this world. But the thing is, either way, the denial will come because we have an enemy trying to tempt us, deceive us, and basically put us on a wide path. And when we don't go the wide path, it's a denial of self that keeps us off of it and keeps us on the straight and narrow. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not faint. We do not lose heart. We're being told here that we're going to go through trials. We're going to see things. We're going to have things happen to loved ones. Things are going to try to get us off the road, off the straight and narrow. Do not lose heart. We're warned. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Paul is giving a little testimony here. He's saying, listen, people, we came preaching truth. We didn't come preaching to deceive anybody. We didn't come preaching to gain anything materialistic, whether it be money or reputation. We came preaching to give you a conscience in the sight of God. It says here, we didn't handle the word of God deceitfully. We did not handle the word of God deceitfully. The word of God, people, can be handled deceitfully to try to get you into sin. This is what Satan tries to do. You know what sin is. We're even told lawfully what sin is. Even adultery, homosexuality, drunkenness, hatred, envy, greed, lust. I mean, these are manifestations of the flesh that we're warned about. Deceitfulness will try to tell you, oh, just love everything, tolerate everything, compromise everything. No, we will not be deceived. But at the same token, we will not have hatred. We will not have vengeance. And we are not the judge. We are just followers. So we never judge, we never take the hammer and smash it down and say, hey, I will never talk to you again, you are going to hell. We do not pronounce hell on anybody. The Word of God will take care of that. Everybody will meet the Word of God. We will be judged by the Word of God on the other side. While we're on this side, yes, you might have to separate yourself, because we do walk a walk of holiness. The word holiness means to separate. But the fact is, we don't slam the hammer down and say we're above anybody else. Because if it wasn't for the cross, if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, if it wasn't for convictions, it wasn't for the miracle of a reborn heart, we'd be hopeless. We'd be helpless. So thank God for that. But I want to read that again. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Hid to them that are lost. Let's talk about this. When you look up that word in the Greek, lost, it means perishing. It means dying. It means being corrupted. Now, what does that? Well, we're warned. The things of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. What ultimately made Eve in the garden? What did the devil do? She saw the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Oh, it's going to make you smart. Satan was telling her these things. That caused her to perish. That was the beginning of death right there. The start of it. Wasn't the actual death, but it was the start of it. He started tempting. And then she went for it. And then she gave it to Adam. And that was the true dagger. When Adam, instead of correcting, instead of going to the Father and fixing the matter, joined his wife. But to them that are lost, the things of this world are going to try to make us lost. The things we see, taste, touch, smell, and hear. The worries of this world, the anxieties of this world, the righteousness of this world, it's all upside down. There is a form of godliness in this world. Even Sodom and Gomorrah, if you read about it in Isaiah 1, they had all types of forms of godliness. They had solemn feasts. They had their, you know, their incense going up to heaven. They had all the stuff that religions have. Feast days and holidays and rituals and traditions. It's a religious, demonic form of godliness, but it doesn't have any power. The power comes from the oil. Oil is power. Oil is the Holy Ghost living within you. It's the power of God. It gives you the ability to overcome sin. You are an overcomer when the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are living in you. It is a miracle, people. And your carnal mind will never understand it, because the human mind dies in the grave, can never please God, can never understand God, and is completely opposite of faith. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. You know, if you're an unbeliever, the Lord tells us Christians to keep planting seeds. Throw them out there. Keep planting seeds. Just wing them out there wherever we go, through our actions, through our deeds, through our words, whatever it might be. The seeds are flying all over the place. And if somebody's an unbeliever, you pray that the seed sticks. However, there are devils out there. There is the God of this world out there that we are actually warring against. It's an actual war, more intense than physical warfare. because your soul is on the line, and it's an eternal warfare. The armies that are out there fighting right now with bullets, bang, you get hit by a bullet, you're dead, you're gone, you're buried. It's over for you, your history. No, the spiritual battle that we're in, it's an eternal battle. The battle that we don't see, which makes it far more important than any physical warfare that might be taking place. That's why what I'm reading you right now, and thank God if you're listening to this, because this is eternal. This is more important than anything you will ever hear on the news, read in the paper, see on the internet, anywhere on this earth. Because it's out of this earth, and it's talking about your eternal soul, in whom the god of this world, that is Satan, has blinded the minds of those which believe not. The minds. How's he blind your mind? By shooting thoughts at you. Thoughts. Ever get a lustful thought, hateful thought, vengeful thought, fearful thought, thoughts of hopelessness, thoughts of fear? That's how your mind gets blinded. But what we are told in Ephesians 6, to put up the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the evil one. The shield of faith. And we're told, above all, put up the shield of faith. Above any weapon. When we have faith in God, we put ourselves in a spiritual realm. And now we could fight spiritually. If we have faith in the things of the world, it's not faith. We don't have the shield. If I think I can find my comforts in my money, or my family, or my riches, or my education, or even my health, whatever it might be, if I can put my faith in anything other than God, I don't have the shield to ward off the fiery darts of the evil one. I'll read that again. In whom the god of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, unless the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. The glorious gospel of Christ. That is simply God's word. Because Jesus Christ was the word of God. Jesus Christ is the way, the life, and the truth. There is only one truth. Pontius Pilate was trying to find truth. He was a politician. He was under the foot of Caesar. If he got out of line, who knows? He might have got his head lopped off. He was dealing with a king, not an elected official. But we see even here, what do elected officials do? They could easily just throw you in the prison to rot. We're starting to see almost Old Testament Roman stuff taking place, even the good old United States, where people are just getting thrown in prisons to rot away. And it might happen to us very soon, Christian, because things are going upside down. And when you try to speak the truth, it'll be viewed as a lie. It'll be viewed as hatred. Yes, when we know truth is there to divide, truth divides a lie from what Jesus Christ told us. Hold fast. You do have an enemy. He's the god of this world. He wants to blind your mind. Put up the shield of faith against every fiery missile of the evil one. Trust in God. He created you, and we know he loves us because of the example he gave us, the suffering he went through for you and for I. And God bless you.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.